Good morning from me, Julian Clegg, BBC Radio Solent, and now we bring you a story from Portsmouth, where doctors there are reaching out to veterans who may be struggling in civilian life. They say former servicemen and women are often reluctant to come forward with issues ranging from skin cancer to post-traumatic stress. Now, Dr. Elizabeth Fellows helped to run Portsmouth's Clinical Commissioning Group, the CCG, and she's been talking to our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter, Dominic Blake.
We have a range of ages of veterans from, I think the youngest in our practice is in his early 20s, right through. And the issues are very diverse, from physical injuries that may have been received in conflict or in training, right through mental health issues, alcohol and substance misuse. And some adjustment disorders of coming back into civilian life. It's a huge change from living on board ship or being on an army base.
Of the veterans that do need help, it seems that many are reluctant to come forward at an early stage. Tell me about that.
A lot of that is the culture of the military. Man up, get on, keep going. And it's how we approach that. The military is doing masses of work with individuals anyway, and the ethos is gradually changing within the forces. And there is much more support there. So people are getting to know that it's okay to feel down, it's okay to struggle, but it's very isolating coming away from your company or platoon that you've been serving with, and coming back home to a family that are happy to see you but actually don't know you. And people struggle with that, and they don't like to own up to having difficulties. What we're encouraging practices to do is to identify veterans as they first register within the NHS or first register with a practice. And then that allows people to ask questions around adjustments and substance misuse, alcohol misuse, and then be able to signpost people appropriately.
And what kind of difficulties can there be if someone leaves it and only comes forward for help at a very late stage?
By then, they've often lost their families, they've divorced, they have no contact with their children, they may be living on the streets at the bottom end of the scale, as it were. And those people are really, really desperate and are really struggling. So that's what we want to try and avoid, because there's a lot of casualties of others along the way for that, because the families will have been struggling and suffering. The children would have been exposed to a lot of trauma as well. And we want to try and help everyone within that whole family. That's why we are very keen to identify people early to avoid that disaster happening.
Dr. Elizabeth Fellows from Portsmouth Clinical Commissioning Group talking to our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake. And in the next hour, we'll be hearing about a £30,000 project which aims to help identify veterans who may need support and indeed more support from the NHS.